News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, 4 out of 5 people believe the family home should be exempt from inheritance tax, according to a new survey from Royal London, Ireland. So is it time to change the rules on inheritance tax? We're joined by Barry Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College Dublin, and Joe Neville, Fine Gael TD, Member of the Budgetary Oversight Committee and Chartered Accountant. Barry, to you first. Is it time to change the rules on inheritance tax?
I don't think so. And I think really what that survey shows is that people don't really understand the system that we have. So the system that we have, and we often refer to as inheritance tax, applies to both gifts received over life and then inheritances, bequests received when someone dies. And very few people pay it. And the reason for that is there is, you know, most inheritances, most gifts over a lifetime are from parents to kids. And there's a threshold of 400,000 tax-free that you can get over your lifetime, and including bequests. On average, people who inherit something get 100,000. So the threshold to start paying tax is 4 times what the average amount received is. So very few people pay it. And the idea that we would, you know, increase at a time when, you know, we're being told that there's going to be no space for personal income tax cuts in the next budget, and that at a time when our tax base is increasing around the corporation tax, the idea that we would erode further the corporate revenues from inheritance tax, capital acquisitions tax, I think is very dangerous and would be unwise.
All right, let's bring in Joe Neville here. Joe, very few people pay it, and the tax base is already incredibly narrow.
Yeah, look, I think as we look towards the budget next Tuesday, I suppose all taxes are, you know, are being looked at, and I think one thing that capital acquisitions tax is one thing that, you know, Fine Gael have been very focused on, because I think over the last number of years we've looked at how we can increase the thresholds, and that's something that has happened. But at the same time, you know, I'd be conscious, like Barry, because I'm in the Budgetary Oversight Committee, one of the key focuses has been you know, ensuring that we do have a wide tax base, because we're very conscious that corporation taxes obviously are a significant amount of our
tax intake. But can you deal with that point that you're making an issue out of something that nobody pays, or very few people pay?
No, it's not that we're making an issue. At the same time, what we're saying is that all taxes have to be looked at, and obviously this survey was done separately. The survey does reflect that 4 out of 5 people do actually believe that the home should be exempt from inheritance tax. And I'm not saying that inheritance tax should be done away with, but at the same time, what we should ensure is that the thresholds do keep a relative level of pace with how houses and
so what and should the threshold be? Because €400,000 is a lot of money.
400,000 is a lot of money, but at the same time, I said we've seen prices go up, and we've seen the thresholds being significantly higher back in the early 2000s, and we have seen increases. So we would see that what Fine Gael had put forward in the manifesto would have been an increase in thresholds up to 500,000 over the lifetime of this government.
Okay, Barry Rowntree, what do you make of that?
So again, I think it's really misguided and, you know, dangerous to be eroding our tax base. We raise about €800 million a year from inheritance tax or capital acquisitions tax in 2024. That's something that should be, I think, increasing, not falling. And in particular, I think what should be looked at if we're looking at reform is changing the really unfair system that applies, whereby there's a uncapped tax relief to family businesses and family farms. And, you know, the stated idea behind this is that it's going to encourage succession of these small businesses and farms and keep them within the family. But actually, the biggest, again, beneficiaries of these are owners of really expensive businesses and farms, and that's because the relief is uncapped. It writes it down by writes down your essentially the value of the inheritance, the value of the gift, by 90%. And so what that means is, under the current thresholds, you can inherit, each person, each child can inherit from a parent a farm or a business or a share in those worth €4 million tax free.
It's 10 times what the average punter
ten
gets.
Times what the threshold is, which is and then pay a tax rate.
Okay,
of 3% above that. So it's exceptionally generous.
Okay, let me bring Joe in on that. Firstly, talking about narrowing the tax base even further is misguided and dangerous. And there's also a provision in there, if you have a business or a farm, you get €4 million tax free. Your reaction to that? Unsustainable.
I would say that myself and Barry aren't in complete disagreement on this. You know, there is obviously merit in ensuring that we do have a wide tax base. Nobody's in denial of that. All I'm saying is that the thresholds over the course of the next 5 years is something that we should look at, and we need to consistently monitor, as there is.
Why are you saying that, though?
Because if we don't increase the thresholds, then you end up having a stealth tax where valuations go up and people pay more tax. And that's
okay, Barry, how about that? That it's a stealth tax if you don't increase it?
Over time. And Barry, in fairness, I don't think you would disagree on that concept.
I don't think it should be indexed to the value of the property. And also what that raised the question of why aren't we doing the same on local property tax? Instead, what we've seen is effectively the local property tax rate cut in half as property prices have increased in value. So I don't think you can have it both ways. I don't think you can say on the one hand, oh, property prices are increasing, we have to increase the tax threshold so more people don't get taxed. And at the same time, when property prices are increasing and should be delivering more revenue in terms of local property tax, we're slashing the rates. I think that's an inconsistent approach if the argument is around kind of indexation.
Okay.
And instead, again, we should be looking at raising more money from this, not less. If we did not have the corporation tax receipts, the fiscal council show that we're running a deficit of almost 8 billion euro and that we've never run over the course of the past decade when the economy is doing fantastically well. We have never run a surplus once you strip out those revenues.
Okay, Joe Neville.
Yeah, look, as I said, I wouldn't be in disagreement. We have to ensure that the tax base continues to be widened.
But to be fair, Joe, you're talking the talk now, but by calling for the threshold to be increased, you're not walking the walk on it.
No, not necessarily. But I was responding to a question that said that 58%, 83% of people actually want inheritance tax done away with on the family home. And I said, obviously, that wouldn't be the case. But what I would say is that we should have thresholds that we continue to look at and will be looked at over the course of this government. And that's a completely separate point. Nobody's talking about doing away with CAT. And as I said, it's a key platform for our tax base, and we do need to ensure it's wide. But at the same time, we need to consistently monitor the thresholds that we do have in place,
okay,
because we do have increasing valuations for all assets over time. If that makes sense.
Barra, the public don't agree with you. The public thinks you shouldn't
very
be.
Much not.
there'll be people listening today saying, well, you know, there's two of us, we're going to inherit our parents' house. It's maybe worth 1.5 million. Why should we pay tax? What is your argument to them?
So again, I think people can have very strong views around capitalization tax, inheritance tax, very divergent views on it. And I think in a way, you're not going to shift people from their view. I think some people think it's right and it should be 100%. Other people think it should be 0% and have strong, strident views on that. I think the strongest case that you can make is that if we are going to increase the thresholds substantially over time, which is what we've seen done over the last few years, and if we're going to continue to do that, taxes are going to need to rise elsewhere. So what would we rather raise more taxes from? Inheritances and gifts, or people working and people spending? And I think taxes on inheritance are better because they're going to lead to less distortions in the economy. And I think that's a better way to raise the revenue.
Okay, Barra Rowntree, Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College. Joe Neville, Fine Gael TD, Member of the Budgetary Oversight Committee and Chartered Accountant. Thanks to both of you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. The texts are coming in already. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.